Hello, test 1 2 1 2. 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 All right, I'm just doing some, obviously some sound checking here because we had a problem when we got back from Florida last night. I noticed testing 1 2 3. Well, I couldn't. One of the audio programs would not goddamn load. It was taking forever to load. It was the battery here on, and I'm talking at a higher volume because I want to look. It was our battery program here, excuse me, here on machine one. All right. So I rebooted the whole goddamn computer. And when you reboot a Mac and when you reboot other computers, everything goes back to default. Everything fucks up. Everything goes and, you know, goes back to its original levels, all of its original settings, which are always shit. And last night was no different, so I had fucking levels that were wrong, so I had to go back into the goddamned, our little Apogee, and I had to reset the levels, the inputs, so that, you know. And then today, guess what? They went back to where they were supposed to be, magically. And so I had to go back in there and fuck with it again. And amazing. Just fucking amazing. So I think we're back to normal, but who the fuck knows? Fortunately, tonight is a encore night. It's Thursday. Show for Thursday, which would be the 7th of May, 2019. I'm looking at, during this coronavirus lockdown, I've watched two channels fairly consistently. The NHL channel and Headline News, which is the Forensic Files. Those are the two things that keep my mind balanced. Forensic Files is news. It's, you know, it's information, but it's not current information, which will make me want to go out and fucking kill somebody. And the NHL channel is good, solid contact sports without the politics of the NFL and their bullshit, you know, which I'm getting fucking tired of. So I used to love football, had season tickets for years. The LA Rams, they were my home team, so naturally. And I used to love it. I used to live, breathe, and eat it, man, back in the 80s. Look at this thing, man. All right, so test 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. That was the thing. Oh, you know, I didn't hang that up. But I can't stand that shit now. And I tell you, they could shut the goddamn NFL down tomorrow. I could give a fuck. Really, I don't know what happened to me. But I mentioned it to Jackie when I was back in FLA, and which I talked to Jackie today. We did FaceTime. She had just done a live spot for PBS in Miami, and she looked gorgeous. She was made up. She had her hair done, and she was really beautiful. And I don't know if anybody out there is in the, not that she needs my help, but I'm telling you right now, if you want to hire somebody with a beautiful voice and great look on camera. And, you know, Jackie pretty much, she has agents. And when I say agents, plural, that's kind of how her world operates. She's got agents and she's got people that rep her. But I just think she's deserving of one good, solid supporting agent. She is a SAG member. And that's all I'm going to say right now about her, because I don't want it to get back to her that I'm sitting here, you know, pretending like I'm her manager, which I'm not. well, no, I'm not. all right, so today we're going to be going here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show to the 7th of May, 2019. And because I did reset this motherfucker, what do I got to do here, man? Is it that one? I don't remember. Yes, it was that one, the NDI. I am going to go and look at May 2019, the 7th, and we'll see what we get when we look at May the 7th. Scrolling it here. My pointer is dirty. We got here. This is May 7th. Dr. Elcott, to celebrate a special Elcott anniversary, a reversary, as they call him, has suffered Margaret and Bobby throw down again. This ought to be interesting. This is May the 7th, 2019, was a Tuesday, and so I'm thinking that this was a repeat. Huh? That's how I am. So I'm going to go back to 2018, May 7th, 2018, see what we get. So it looks like if it was a Tuesday, it had to be a repeat. So oftentimes I don't think of those things, but when I do, I always think of it with Bunsen waxware. Yes, Bunsen waxware. Segue everything into a commercial that I just make up on the spot. because that's how I roll. Encore for May 27th. How about that? Why is there an encore on a Monday? We don't fucking goddamn know. So let's go to 2017. But I'll go to 2017, May 7th. Phil greets the Kentucky Derby weekend. Oh, after the Kentucky Derby weekend. Let's see what we got here, man. It's going to be one of those days. One of those years. Was that indeed what that was, 2017? I know it seems ridiculous that I would even I would doubt myself, but I am doubting myself. By the way, the noise you hear in the background is the air conditioner. It's a fucking hot day here in Cali. And I use the term Cali, and I can't believe that I just used that term Cali, but because it sounds like a real dumb way of saying California. Oh, well, look at that. All right, so it was a Monday. It was May the 8th. May 7th was a Sunday. So it gets curiouser and curiouser. Why am I doing a... let's take a look at May 16th, or 2016. Just getting weirder and weirder. 2016, May 7th. It's probably going to be a Saturday. Yep, sure is. Carnival of Souls. So go back to 2015. I was at the Hollywood Improv that night. Okay, so those were some fun times. If I didn't have to get on stage, I liked it, but I didn't like it that much. You know, I'm not just not a stand-up comic, and I don't pretend to be one. I'm not going to pretend to be one, and I'm not going to. What the fuck? What the hell is this? Good God, what is this? July 29, 2005, Friday, September 16. What the fuck is this? Were these all shows that I was... Oh, I don't even want to fucking know, man. I'm looking to do May 7th. May 7th would be a Thursday. There it is. Dr. Elcott on to celebrate Elcott anniversary. Holy Christ. That show was from 2015. That's how far goddamn back we had to go. Thursday, May 7th. Good Lord, man. We ought to just make this the... Well, that's as far back. I can't go back to 2014, can I? Let me see. Jesus. It's getting weirder and weirder here, man. Holy Christ on a crutch. May 7th. We're the elusive May 7th. The elusive May 7th. Wednesday, May 7th. Beverly Hills Hotel is object of protest this week because the ownership. All right, let's check it out. This is Margaret's turf, as she likes to say. Bud and Robert think Sharia law is a joke. Well, let's check it out, man. Download that motherfucker. It's probably an hour long. What do you think? How long is this thing, man? It is an... What is it, man? It's like a 2 hours? Which is going to be the first hour. I'm on our Listen Live line as well as TuneIn.com and like that. I guess it's TuneIn.com. Who cares? It's TuneIn, you know.
And also, you upcut, so...
Well, boy, but I think Phil knows the... What a... Yeah, I got it. Starting things off here with Hell Yeah and Cross to Bear on this morning show.
I love that fucking band. I love that goddamn music. I goddamn sure do. Let's see. Look at this guy, man. Look at Phil Henry back in the day at 2014.
So what? Well, I think it's one thing. Few people are east and west coast, that's Pacific and Eastern time. Funny as hell, man. Go into all kinds.
Let's see. When is, you know, and you love you know your woman.
So what do you want for he damn well pleases he wants to buy if he can afford it.
Let's see.
And of course if it's legal.
Yeah, you can't buy a drug and be a drug lord.
No, I didn't say be a drug lord, Dickman. If you'll listen, instead of sitting there with the mouth half guy, the common guy that they are.
What the fuck is this, man?
Oh, she's got you there.
Wait a minute. Here we go. Sorry. All right. So I think we got that. I think we're good. So have all the noise in the middle of the pre-show. Can't have it in the middle of the show. Boom. All right. Ready? Let me see here. Where were we doing? Okay. This is going to be kind of, you know, this is going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting because I want to see, let's see, where do we start this thing? So it's all good, man. Don't worry about it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I got it, Alex. Don't grab a hold of this. Thank you. All of a sudden, I was like battling for control of my computer with Alex. All right, it's all good. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Boom. I don't know what we're about to hear here, but we'll start.